this week on Video Death Loop.
It's jungle out there.
Plus, come on, Mr. President, wake up! Hey, everybody, welcome to Video Death Loop, the one and only podcast, I imagine, I haven't looked lately, where we watch a short video clip on loop until we just can't take it anymore. I am your host, Aaron Littleton, and with me is your co-host, Mr. John Hurst. Hello, John.
Do we have competitors? Where are they? Like, let me at them.
I started saying that. Thinking of a competitor, right? And then I started wondering if I'm really saying this is the only podcast I'm aware of where we watch a video clip on loop until we just can't take it anymore. It sort of implies that we would be our own competitors in that situation, right?
We kind of are, actually, because like next week I'm going to be a host and you're the co-host. And these we're actually doing two podcasts, Aaron, is what's happening. You're the host of one of them called Video Death Loop.
Sure.
And I'm the host of the other one, also called Video Death Loop. We are staring at each other, two Starbucks chains staring across the street at each other, mean mugging, showing videos to each other.
I wonder, it would not be impossible, but it would be a lot of work for us to dig in and look at every episode and compare downloads per episodes based on host and see if one or the other of us has more download. If you're saying truly that each podcast is substantially different depending on the host, then I guess, I mean, it would be quantifiable. Well, that is quantifiable to find out which one of us is winning. If we are competitors, then which one of us is winning?
I guess if we're competing for the Franchise of the Year award for Video Death Loop, I mean, we're going to get the plaque to put on our wall on there. But, like, we have the same menu. We have, like, we put the new special of the day, which is the video of our choice, the video du jour, if you will, on there. You know, we both serve the same clientele. Sometimes they go to both locations. It's great. I don't know if I want to compete with that. I'm a little afraid to go that far, Aaron.
I would like to say that really, yeah, we have the same menu, but I think that what stands out for me is service, right? Like, it's service is what really makes my Video Death Loop franchise the premier Video Death Loop. You're not dealing with those faceless mooks over at John's Video Death Loop.
No, you're right.
Franchise.
You're right.
These are people. These are your friends. These are your neighbors. They care about you deeply. They will marry you if you need them to. Commitment that our employees, and all of this, and I'm just paying them minimum wage. That's a high level of service.
So they had they went into the priesthood and everything for you specifically for your franchise?
Whatever you need. You need to be celibate. If you need the person delivering your waffles during this podcast to be celibate, I can find someone for that. I could do it. If you need them to take the fall for insurance fraud for you, I've got two of them.
Let me pull behind the curtain, behind the scenes, where we make the Video Death Loop video burgers on ours. We have a point like a loyalty program, and if you make fun of us on Google reviews, we will endlessly mock you, and I encourage my employees to do that. We hate our customers is really what it boils down to in the end.
I mean, there certainly are businesses whose thing is you come in here and you will be abused by the staff, and some people like that.
Yeah, the Dick's Last Resort kind of thing.
Yeah, that's okay. Well,
yeah. I mean, we love our listeners. We love our listeners, but we hate our customers.
That's right. If you're paying money, right,
if you're
now
going into a brick and mortar store,
then we feel very firmly you should be abused.
Yeah, we don't have a Patreon for one. We still don't. We might have one in the future. You never know.
We keep saying that, don't we?
We keep saying it.
We keep being like, we should start a Patreon. And then we take unexpected 4-month hiatuses. We're like, you know what? I feel less guilty about that than I would if we had a Patreon.
It's the same tactic that I used to use when my mom would point to, like, when I was growing up, my mom would point at church. She's like, we should go to church. And I'm like, yes, we should. And then we wouldn't because, like, nothing would happen after that. I just agreed to it. It just went on.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And I had my Sundays free after a while. It worked perfectly.
Yeah, that's the big, that church should be on, like, Mondays, I think. Like, Monday evenings, right?
I thought some services were.
I don't know. Not the real churches. Listen, if they're happening on any day except for Sunday morning, you've got to be asking yourself, what's going on? We are, of course, talking about the Christian church. I'm not sure when anyone else does their things where they drag me out of bed in the morning and make me sit there for an hour. But at least in the Western Christian church, it's Sunday mornings or you don't have me. I will not be there at all. If it's not 11 to noon, 10:30 to 11:30 is kind of the sweet spot. Sleep in a little bit.
Yeah. And like if it's on Monday too, that's during like typical like 9 to 5 work hours for me on there. Like I can be,
Then you can't go. You got a great excuse.
I can't go. Sorry, I got to miss stand up.
Exactly.
I got a religious reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, what church is it? Oh, you probably haven't heard of it.
Yeah, it's a cool, indie church.
Yeah, I read about them in Pitchfork.
Oh, okay.
Got an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. That's
pretty good for Pitchfork, honestly.
That's good, right?
Yeah.
Like, they let you have a second swig of the chalice.
Just you get like they put like little like cheese puff dust on the communion wafers.
Dude, I'd love a cheesy communion wafer.
Oh, let's talk shop after this. Let's talk shop.
Okay, yes. Folks, golly. Now that we are warmed up, you should say, how about we watch a video on loop. I've picked out a video. I'm the host of this franchise. Thank you for choosing Aaron Video Death Loop. You can have a seat. Do you want a booth or a table as we watch this video? Our assistant manager here, John, does not know the video. Where would you like to sit, John? Are you like a booth guy? Are you a table guy?
I'm a booth guy, honestly. Like if I could have a booth, like
I'm a booth guy.
Something special about a booth, you know?
What is it that would inspire someone to say a table? It's like, I definitely want a table, not a booth. Booths are more comfortable. They're more private, in my opinion. I mean, I know they're not like that much more private, but, you know, do you have a little bit more, I feel, kind of your own established space when you're in a booth? So I'm very pro booth. I'll take a table. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But if a booth's available, that's where I'm going. 100% of the time.
Yeah, like I guess if you want to be seen, you want to be on the town and you want people to see you, maybe a table, because like you're kind of in the middle of that. You're laughing it up. Maybe you're lighting a cigar for some reason because you're on the town. I don't know what people do on the town. But
I feel like if you're at a, it's like you don't want to be seen at a table. It's like, oh, they couldn't get a booth. Oof, woof. Look at John over there in a table.
Yeah. Ordering off the kids menu at the table.
I mean, he's making that choice to order 4 chicken nuggets and a bowl of applesauce, but that he would be ordering that even at a booth.
I definitely ordered a Happy Meal this week just for the McDonald's changeable Transformer ones a little bit. I got the burger one, so I'm not
Dude,
I'm guilty
nice.
Of that.
I kind of wanted to get one of those. Okay, I'm going to start a video, and we're going to watch it on loop until we can't take it anymore. In 3, 2, 1, go!
Okay, what do you got for me?
Oh! John, get in here.
Oh, hey!
It's the monk the Monk theme song. The theme song, The Monk. I didn't watch Monk. I don't know about anything about. I just know he's a weird detective. Yeah, that's my full understanding of Monk. Is that correct? Is he just a weird detective? That's okay.
He doesn't like being dirty. He's a clean freak. He's okay, like USA characters welcome.
He's just a very clean detective.
He's just a clean detective. Okay, I've not watched Monk either. So, I'll tell you what. USA for a while was just like Monk was their big flagship one, and they got a lot of popularity with the detective Monk. And they were like, you know what? More detective shows. Let's put more fucking detectives out there on our network. Because they had Psych also, which was like the fake psychic detective that was also an entertaining show in the same value on there. But I watched a lot more Psych, admittedly.
Okay, gotcha. So, but was Psych also weird detective? Was less weird, more weird than Monk?
More normal, but like still weird because he was pretending to be a psychic and just using powers of observation mostly. So
okay, interesting.
But this he was kind of like obsessive compulsive disorder kind of going on with Monk is, you know, like he definitely wants to fix things. He saw like broken antenna there. He's like changing out. He's in a clean suit for a little bit. He's following along with the TSA. He's doing all these things. You know, he's a character. He's doing things.
Characters welcome.
And a detective.
Right. Okay, cool. So I think so it's Tony Shalhoub, I think, which I know only from Wings, where he was weird mechanic. Constantly cast as weird guy, I believe, Tony Shalhoub. Yeah. Don't know why.
Typecasted.
Why you look at him and you go like, this is a weird guy. It's a weird guy.
Do you think that was on the audition role? Like we're looking for a weird guy. Or do you think they were just going to make a normal detective show and then like, Tony Shalhoub comes in and is like, oh, this is a weird guy. We got to do something about this weird guy.
Oh, God. He's a weird detective now. I think if we boil down Monk, which we will say neither of us has seen this, so we're uniquely unqualified to boil down Monk. But if we boil down Monk,
and people are going to yell at us for this.
The Monk apologists. I'm not confident there's like Monk super fans out there. And if there are. I think Monk super fans are either 0% of our audience or 100% of our audience. I think we're either fine or really not fine.
True.
But yeah, I do think at some point, like if Monk is just described as weird detective, if that's the elevator pitch, if the guy like the USA Network's producer guy is like, we're gonna make a show about a weird detective, the question is, did weird or did detective come first? Like, we want to make a detective show. Well, how are we gonna make this detective show different than other detective shows? Is it gonna be gritty? Is it gonna be like, so they go searching for an adjective and they settle on weird? Or they're like, we want to make a show about a weird guy, possibly Tony Shalhoub, you know, booked, hired before they even have the project nailed down. It's like, we know whatever guy we're gonna make, he's weird.
Oh, okay.
Is Tony Shalhoub gonna be a race car driver? He'll be a weird race car driver. Is he gonna be a, you know, guy that runs a restaurant? He's gonna be a weird guy that runs a restaurant. Weird detective.
What if they ended up having to, at the point where they met Tony Shalhoub well before, like they're working on a concept, but they weren't sure what it was going to be yet. But they just really liked him because he's just like, man, what a weird guy. It's like, and they're like, hey, Tony, we want you to, like, we don't know what we're working on yet, but we want you as part of it because you're weird. And I'm like, please don't say that. Like, I want to just, you know, put a project that fits me well. You're like, yeah, like a weird guy. No, you don't. Please don't call me that. Like, I'm just a normal. I pay my utilities. Yeah, I do Shakespearean soliloquies.
I have a Prius. I have a Prius, for God's sake. You're a weird guy.
Like, why do you keep saying
that? What makes me so weird? You appear vaguely foreign. I was born in Ohio.
now. All my entire family was from Ohio. We all look like this.
Yeah.
Like, gotta love Tony. So weird. Just like as soon as he walks away.
Look at this guy. Look at this weird guy.
We gotta do something with Tony.
I think it's just probably if I was Tony Shalhoub and people just kept like, if I wanted to be an actor, but the only way I got cast was when they were just, when people just liked me for being weird. It's like, at some point you just accept it. It's like, yeah, I guess I am the weird. Weird guy. Sure, I'll be the weird detective. Sure, I'll star in your new show called Weird President, where a president is weird. You know, not like a genocidal crazy president, just a weird president.
Right. Just a weird. Man, that would be so
I'd
good, though, right now.
A weird I need
Tony Shalhoub, a weird president right now. I just need that. I need West Wing, but weird. But not. Yeah. I want that fictional president I can look up to again, or just like be like, man, that's a weird guy without repercussions. It would be nice.
Yeah,
it'd be nice.
I think it'd be amazing to just be like, yeah, oh God, what a great. What if the president had to wash his hands a lot? I'd love that.
Yeah, I'd
love someone that cared that much to be like, maybe I should have clean hands. Maybe I think too much about these clean hands.
Yeah, he goes to bed at 9:30.
He's weird. You know what would be what would be an awesome president? Like, what? Just, you said 9:30 a.m. What if we had a nocturnal president?
Oh, my God.
That's
yes.
weird president.
Yes, Aaron,
that's weird president. That's yeah. weird president.
Oh,
he
you're
does
spitty.
Everything at night. Everyone else has to like be up at night just for our weird nocturnal president, Tony Shalhoub.
Oh, that would be, oh man, I want that so bad because like yeah one yeah all the like all the cabinet has to be up to ready for that at that point. And two, you just wake up and be like with like the president did to wash his hands how many times? That many? Wow.
Wow, that's
what a weird guy.
What a weird guy. Nocturnal on top of it all. I kind of do wonder, like, this is becoming like a nice, like, stress relief valve to talk about just like a weird president rather than, you know, what we have right now. But
weird
the
detective.
Yeah. Well, weird detective and terrible president. But the, I'm saying, if the president, I presume, like, to become nocturnal, right? Like, you just elect a nocturnal president fucking somehow, right? Like, yeah. he did the debate night during the election. The debate's always at night. But that was his morning. He came in with a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
You know?
He was ready for
nocturnal.
It. He killed it. Yeah.
Yeah. He ruled. He first thing in the morning. He was awesome. But the... is there like a law that's like the president has to be in bed by 10 p.m.? You know, it's just like we've just got shit to do. Like if the president has to be we're talking like an reasonable president, right? But like if the president has to be like able to function during these hours, is there an established time that we need the president up and going? If he is up and going, and so he's got to get X amount of hours per sleep, and he's got to be up by this time, and that means the president has a bedtime. Does the president have a bedtime? And if he did, who establishes that bedtime, right? So if you get Tony Shalhoub, the nocturnal weird president, does he have to go to Congress and be like, can you change my bedtime? Can I please just flop it? AM becomes PM. PM becomes AM. I'll be happy. It's so simple.
Oh, that's a whole season worth of like he gets a job as president and he has to like, it's like, I got it. I can't function in this first shift environment here. I need to get back to my, nocturnal ways, has a panel in a hearing. And it's like, no, I just like, let me be a night owl. Come on.
I mean, it could be something that like, for, you know, it's like season one of Nocturnal President, we sort of like establish Nocturnal President, right? Like he's doing everything at night. He's waking up in the middle of the night. No one else is awake. He has calls with like, you know, other world leaders, but they're all awake because it's, you know, they're on the other side of the planet He's like, relationships with like everybody improves because he's basically on their time schedule now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, it's a great choice, really. Like, relations with like South and Central America degrade even further because he's just fucking asleep when they're trying to talk to him. But for, you know, like China, you know, Eastern Europe, like, it's great. This guy's available in a way that's he's never been available before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everyone's feeling good at that point.
But then like season two, like our crisis for season two is someone pulls out some weird law from like 1876 when, you know, some old timey president tried this and Congress passed a law and wouldn't let him be nocturnal. And no one remembered it was a law because it was so obscure until just this season. They're trying to force him to be awake during the day. And he's got to get that passed. He's got to get that updated.
He's causing the filibuster in there, but like taking time off if like for the evening, like for the like the morning, just to go to bed.
Yes, exactly. Just right. My dudes, it is 7 a.m. I have got to go and brush my teeth. No, Mr. President, you're legally not allowed. You have to be up. There'd be a great, like, you know, episode in there. Just like episode in a bottle of weird president trying to stay up all night. Like how he's, you know, he like pulls out the red button. He's like playing with it and.
Oh yeah, because he's like on a different sleep schedule and he's like maybe he's tired all the time and like he's just like he's calling on the red phone like he's trying to call like his mom on it or something.
Yeah See, we need to go to the USA and pitch Tony Shalhoub as weird president.
Yeah,
like you maybe, and honest to God, it could be Monk, right? Like, it could be where it's like a soft reboot of Monk where none of us have watched Monk, but I'm guessing probably a lot of people like Monk in this world because he keeps solving everybody's, you know, mysteries. And he, you know, he sort of takes that into a successful political career and we wake up with Monk as President Monk. That's the name of the show. President Monk, Nocturnal President. And somewhere in between.
But he's still solving cases.
He's absolutely still solving cases. I mean, what are you going to do? Like, he gets up. No one else is awake. He's trying to be president, but no one's awake. No one for him to preside over, right? At least until he convinces everyone that, like, being nocturnal is the way to be. And so, like, he sneaks out every episode. He has to sneak by the Secret Service, which is guarding him and trying to make him, you know, stay in the White House increasingly elaborate and hilarious manners. And then he sneaks out to solve crimes at night.
Okay. All right.
Are we getting a little too much peanut butter in our chocolate here?
Like, I don't know. I think does he need to give up?
You think he needs to be a detective and president? It feels like a lot of things, right? Detective, president, nocturnal. That seems like too many character traits for one character.
Hey, USA told us characters are welcome, and by God, we're going to put all the traits into one character and tell us the most welcoming one for USA. And that's what we're going to do, Aaron.
I mean, I've become very uncomfortable when my, you know, hour-long mystery of the week characters are more than detective and maybe one other thing, right? Like, weird detective is perfect. I don't need to know anything else, but it's like, it's weird detective who also does karate. It's too many things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I do two things. I am two things, right? I am on a podcast. Okay.
Okay.
That's what I'm on a podcast. Same. And I don't like lettuce. I'm very scared of lettuce's ability to infect
specifically one lettuce.
Specifically romaine lettuce. Yes, romaine lettuce. Yeah. Right? That's all the thing. That's all me. You've got me. You can run a successful Aaron emulator if you know those two things.
I'm going to load up the old field programmable gate array and make the Aaron core.
What do we know about John? We know John hosts a podcast, and we know he's weirded out by teeth. That's what we know. True. That's all you, dude. If you know those things, And that's why we get along, because 50% of the things we are the same.
Yeah. And it connects too, like lettuce, like, you know, you, like the thing with lettuce, like, teeth. You know, you have to eat the lettuce.
Some, yeah. Yeah. With your weird teeth. Yeah, exactly. Right. Don't eat the lettuce with your weird teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So like if it, in a television show, we'd be very understandable. Very understandable.
Yeah. High concept.
President, detective, weird. It's too many things. We got to lose one.
Yeah. Okay.
If we lose president, we're just back at base level monk, which I don't think that's, you know, he gets impeached. He's just back to solving crimes.
Mm-hmm. I guess he's got to lose the crime. I guess he's got to stop. Like, maybe he has an episode where he tries to solve a crime and he can't because he's under presidential duties and he has no, like, the killer gets away. Or, you know, I don't know what type of crime Monk solves, actually. That's how little I know of the show, embarrassingly.
It doesn't seem like murders, right? It doesn't seem like he's not the guy you want on a murder. I feel that very strongly. If I murdered John, please do not get Tony Shalhoub to solve my murder. I don't care how good of a pitch he makes to you.
Okay.
It's not the guy I want solving my murder. I want like a Columbo. I want a Matlock. I don't want a Monk.
Okay. I promise you, Aaron, that if you are murdered for and I need to hire a detective, I will not hire Monk. I will not hire Tony Shalhoub, but I'll at least hear him out.
Yeah, I don't want Tony Shalhoub the actor or Tony Shalhoub as Monk, okay?
Okay.
And if there's a guy that Monk is based off of, like the producer knew some weird guy that was also a detective, I don't want that guy either.
What about a Monk impersonator?
No, too close.
Okay.
I will take like a Franciscan monk, you know,
all right.
Like one of the, you know, sort of the Name of the Rose situation.
Oh, you know, okay. All right.
You know, because that's a monk that he solved a murder mystery. But that was very, you know, that was very cool because it was like monk times.
What detective would you want to solve your murder case?
A Matlock, you know, sort of like a Matlock. I'll take an Angela Lansbury. You know, I'll take a Murder, mm-hmm. She Wrote thing.
Okay.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with a medieval Benedictine monk. That's fine with me. You know, maybe like a detective that's like on drugs a lot, you know, like a drug you know, but those are cool guys. I like those guys because they
very trustworthy. You know,
yeah, because like the cops are like, I can't solve this. Let's get Detective Doobie to solve it. And it's like, hey,
get Detective Psychedelics. Let's go.
Yeah, right. And it's like the detectives kind of have to roll their eyes and pretend they don't realize he's on drugs because he's just too valuable to the department just for solving crimes. Right. I think that's about it. I think those are the only detectives I really want solving my murder. I don't think weird detective is who I'm comfortable with dealing with this. What about you? What kind of detective do you want for when you are inevitably murdered?
Oh, man, I want... I don't know. I want a fax guy like on there. I just want your good old Sherlock Holmes style on there. Like, you know, like going around, like looking at things in a magnifying glass, having an assistant on there going, you know, elementary, my dear Watson, thinking about things, maybe thinking about Sherlock things for himself for too long. And then at the very end, like for one, if I'm a ghost and I cannot tell like who, like if I'm watching this from a side, watching this like a television show, but I cannot reveal who the murderer is. I want to see like Sherlock Holmes. So, like surely he has it down.
Yeah, I mean Sherlock Holmes will get it done. I'm a little afraid he would be out of his depth in like the 21st century. Right? He's more of like a guy that's like it's before people realized that like detectives would follow footprints they left in the flour at a. Where they killed the baker, you know, those. Yeah. I don't want to say that Sherlock Holmes kind of had it easy, but I just feel like, you know, I think murderers are generally more familiar with the method of detection these days.
Right. Yeah, Sherlock Holmes would be like, what the fuck is DNA? What the, that's, mate, you made that
yeah,
up.
Yeah, what the hell?
You made that up, monk.
I'm sorry, I was looking for a dog that's afraid of bacon because he saw the butcher kill someone.
I was checking
crimes
with my
like
irregulars.
Crimes aren't like that anymore, Sherlock.
I had to check with my known group of Baker Street irregulars to see who committed the crime.
What episode of the show you and I should just play Sherlock Holmes Consulting Detective just as a let's play?
Okay. All right.
We don't even watch a video. No, we just play a board game. Also, we don't record it. We just do it.
We should just play
Actually,
it.
Actually, I just want to play Sherlock game. Holmes Consulting Detective.
That was fun.
And everyone gets mad at me whenever I suggest it.
I had fun with it the one time. So what we're talking about is one of those board games where it's like you have a bunch of evidence on there. It's like a kind of a living world of London at the time, like through like the different cases that are going on. You have to go do your research and all that. I don't like how like it comes out to be like how wrong you are. It's like really the point tally at the very end. It's like how wrong you are and how quick you got to being wrong is really the game, how the game works.
Yeah. There's only you can do just as good as Sherlock, or you could do less good than Sherlock. Definitely with those games, you win, you feel nothing, you lose, your day is ruined. I get it. I guess I get why people don't like that game when I try to make people play it. That's my weird detective story. If everyone got murdered in board game form, I would be all over it. I would be all over it.
So if I was murdered, you'd get out the Sherlock Holmes Detective Agency game and be like, all right, let's play. And like, we're at a funeral, Aaron. We're mourning the dead right now.
We have to figure out who killed John.
John lost his life in a tragic, bizarre teeth murdering accident here. We got to find out who the killer is.
That's what they want us to believe. I feel there's more to this story. I feel it's Big Romaine. See, my second thing, and I'm tapping. I can't watch the monk theme song anymore. Holy shit.
I kind of like the monk theme
Newman?
Song. It's like,
it's just like, I don't know. It's either, I guess it would be fine if it was Randy Newman, right? Because that's, but if it's like a Randy Newman impersonator, which is what my gut tells me it is, then I'm a little less happy.
Oh, you called it. It's a Randy Newman song.
It is Randy Newman. Okay. Yeah. Oh, wait, it is Randy Newman? Okay. So that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. It's Randy Newman then. I guess that's what we watched. I don't know. I just typed in monk theme song and found it.
I feel
specific. That's a lot of years. At least eight.
Yeah.
That's a lot of monk episodes. But I guess I do remember him being on television for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, like they really milked. They got that hit on their USA. It's like, yes, finally, we don't have to air Flintstone Syndicate cartoons anymore and episodes of Kung Fu. Finally, we have something of our own.
That is was Monk the first like prestige cable show where like a cable network went to make its own sort of scripted thing that became popular?
I mean, like, I mean, I'm sure there was plenty of things before then, but like even before that, the first thing comes to mind, like, what, Farscape for sci-fi? That feels but I'm sure there's way earlier examples of that specific pattern, especially with the cable network on there.
I think there was just like a point where networks, like you said, they aired a lot of reruns of, you know, that they bought on syndication. And then at some point or another, they started developing their own shows. And there was that, like, quote unquote, sort of like golden age of television that sort of started in, like, you know, like the mid 2000s and ran for like a decade, which I'd sort of argue we are well outside of that golden age of television these days. But, and Monk was definitely a part of that, right? Like, that was airing at the same time, like serialized dramas were becoming popular, like your Lost effect, where everything suddenly had to be Lost and big budget and that sort of thing. Not that Monk looks like it has a particularly large budget.
It probably had like,
of course, I don't know. I don't know what it takes to hire Tony Shalhoub.
Oh man, Tony, you know, like if for
Tony
you
got Shalhoub on Fiverr.
Oh man,
it's
definitely going to be
Let
a weird amount of money. It's going to be like either like a lot or
not
a little.
Fiverr. What is it when you can hire a guy? Cameo.
Like, I always feel like every time I see like a cameo, it just feels like there's like, oh shit, we got to do this really quickly. I'm at the pub or something. Be like, hey, here's my catchphrase. Yeah, $5.
Hey, Tony Shalhoub.
I'm at a booth.
How could you spell? Okay, Cameo, it's a video sharing website.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's just Cameo, just spelled like it is.
Okay.
I think.
Let me search Tony Shalhoub.
Have you ever
Tony
felt like
not on Cameo?
Ooh,
you cannot pay that man to do anything.
Yeah, fancy actor over here. Too busy for Cameo.
How far down the IMDb list of actors of Monk do we have to go before we hit someone on Cameo? Okay.
Oh man.
Top cast, Tony Shalhoub. Okay. Then we're going Jason Gray Stanford.
Okay.
Let's look him up. Let's see if he is on Cameo.
This is I'm wondering, like, if you get to that route, like, where he's like, you put down the newspaper and you go, man, I need to get a Cameo. Do you do that first, or do you do the con circuit first? Do you go to autograph for Walk of Fame?
I think you do Cameo first.
Okay.
I think you do, and I'll say I think you do that because you get to stay at home while you're doing it, right? You can just sit on your couch.
Great reason. Yeah.
And you can just be like, hey, guys, it's me, Tony Shalhoub from Monk. Thanks. You're a fan of mine. Thanks for paying me $500. Your wife said it's your birthday. So happy birthday, Steven.
Eric, can I hire you on Cameo? This is great. Like, you've perfection on that.
I'm going to say I'm pretty far on the Monk cast list. I'm down to dudes that have only been on like 14 episodes of Monk, and none of them are on Cameo yet.
Damn, okay.
We're going to find somebody.
Monk team eating pretty well, okay.
I guess. I mean, are they still running Monk? Found one,
good.
John.
Thank God.
Okay.
Thank God.
It's Melora Hardin. She was on 10 episodes of Monk.
Cool.
She is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. The 11th most frequent actor on Monk.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she's on Cameo. You want to get her. $350. $350.
Okay.
And you're
rolling
with the 11th most popular member of the Monk cast.
That's a good pocket area to be on Cameo, though, with that, because you are on Monk enough times to where you are probably like, you didn't outstay your welcome, but people liked you enough to keep bringing you back in there and be like, oh, hey, that character. I don't know which character she plays, but
Trudy
character
Monk
probably gets.
Oh. Trudy Monk.
Maybe a family member, a Monk potential.
That said, I clicked on Trudy Monk, and her most recent credit, Mr. Monk's Last Case, a Monk movie. Mm. So, did they kill Monk? Was Monk dead?
Oh man, I hope not.
It's his last case, it says. It's his last case and his first movie. Anyway, Monk. There we are. Oh, yeah. Folks, thanks for listening to this. I feel like I've overstayed my welcome, finally. Should we get a cameo? Like, both of us? $5.
$5?
We should be on Fiverr. What am I even talking about? Like, we should 1,000%. We're no better than Fiverr.
We should just PayPal us $5 and we'll say whatever.
Send it to Aaron's Video Death Loop franchise at paypal.net. That'll work. That should get there, I would imagine.
Yeah. Or questions at videodeathloop.com.
Yeah, that's a real one. You should do that. Questions at videodeathloop.com. Send us a letter. Send us an email. You got a video you want us to watch? We'll watch it probably. Yeah. As long as it's cool. Folks, thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.